This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. But let's talk about the second wave. This is Mike Adams here. Pandemic.news is the website where we're continuing to track this. The mainstream media is pushing all this hype and hysteria about a second wave, but the issue is that the media has lost all credibility. So there's no way to know anymore if they're telling the truth or if they're just lying to try to prevent people, for example, from going to Trump rallies or prevent people from voting or what have you. So there's just zero credibility in the WHO, the CDC, Dr. Fauci, whatever. And that's going to make this even more difficult to navigate. At the same time, my sources are telling me, and my own research also confirms this, that not only was the initial coronavirus quite real and quite deadly, I mean, after all, it's all over the world. It's killed, what, hundreds of thousands of people all over the world. And I know you're saying, well, some of those deaths were exaggerated. That's definitely true. But not everybody around the world had an incentive for, you know, Medicaid money or anything. I mean, the deaths in Ecuador were real. The deaths in Italy were real and so on. But that's not even the point. The bigger point is that China is going to release a second bioweapon that is far more deadly. In fact, by some indications, that release has already happened. Now, depending on who you believe, viruses can exist, or some people say they don't exist. Obviously, I'm fully aware that they do exist, and I believe they are being weaponized in order to harm humanity and to achieve part of this global government lockdown, the defeat of Trump, the defeat of the United States, the crushing of the economy. You know, just because the economy is being crushed, that doesn't mean the virus is fake. The virus can be real and the economy is getting crushed. Both can be true. In fact, I think both are true. But a second virus is coming. And the reason it's coming is so that the powers that be have a second wave narrative that they can roll out. They want a second wave narrative. And they want to be able to blame Trump supporters, even though they never blamed Black Lives Matter protesters, right? Or Antifa protesters, as the left-wing media was encouraging all those people to go out and protest and join crowds and no precautions among those people. But then the minute Trump had a rally, then the left-wing media was just going hysterical, saying that Trump's people were going to spread the disease. So the narrative is already in place to blame Trump for the second wave. But in order for them to make good on that narrative, they have to make sure they have a more powerful, more deadly, more virulent pandemic for this second wave. So that's why I believe, plus, again, confirmations from my sources, that's why I believe a second wave is coming. We should call it a second plandemic, frankly. It's planned, it's engineered, it's being released on purpose. So this isn't just 12 monkeys, this is like the 13th monkey. Maybe we should just call it that, the 13th monkey plandemic, because that's what it is. It's just the next one in the queue that they've had ready to release. You know, Obama, his NIH funded the Wuhan labs that built this weapon. That's no coincidence. Obama also laundered billions of dollars of international money into the hands of Iran so that Iran could build nuclear weapons and smuggle those weapons into the United States and detonate them in the U.S. Obama did many things, allowed Iran to capture a U.S. drone, allowed China to steal U.S. military personnel data files, allowed Iran to capture a U.S. Navy boat, by the way, with communications decryption equipment on board. Obama was setting up America to be destroyed by empowering America's enemies with all the money and the weapons that they needed to take down America. And that includes biological weapons as well as nuclear weapons. So China and Iran, Obama was helping them both. And now that Trump is president, you know, he's the only thing in the way of the globalists taking down America. Remember, if Hillary Clinton were president, she would have just pretended that there was no virus, that there's no problem. The media would have downplayed it if she had been president. The media would have said, oh, there's nothing to worry about. It's only because Trump was president that the media went into mass hysteria mode. So keep that difference in mind. It's very critical to understand that the way the media decides to flip certain stories depends entirely on who is in the White House, whether it's a Republican or a Democrat, which just circles back to the opening remarks of this podcast, is that none of us can trust the media. So if the media reports something like, oh, it's hit, 500,000 dead in America, let's say, theoretically, can you even trust that that's true? Or if they say, oh, there's 5 million infected in America, can you trust that that's true? The answer is no, of course you can't. You can't trust anything the media says. You can't trust the tests. The tests have false positives and false negatives. You can't trust the hospitals. We've now learned they've been deliberately killing people and deliberately infecting people. We've learned that ventilators are really just kind of death machines. You should just call them, euthanasia vents, because that's the way they were being used, just to kill a bunch of people, tens of thousands of people in America. You can't trust the FDA. You can't trust the medical journals. The Lancet has been totally exposed as a total fraud that ran that science paper that based on fabricated data to try to destroy the reputation of hydroxychloroquine. You can't trust Stanford. Stanford researchers were caught faking everything, faking the antibody tests, using bad Chinese-made, serological studies to try to say the virus was no big deal. You can't trust any institution anymore. So what can you trust? There's the question. What can you trust? Well, you can trust the people that you know firsthand. The people you know firsthand, your family members, your neighbors, your friends, the people you talk to, coworkers, people that you see and people that you talk to. When they start dropping dead, then it's bad. Now, I know people, I've said this before, I know people who've lost their sense of smell, just completely lost their sense of smell because of the coronavirus infections. So I know it's real. I know that it attacks the nervous system. I know it's a real virus. These symptoms have been described to me by many people that I know personally. I also know people who know people, or I should say, I know people whose family members have been killed. So I know that, I guess you could say secondhand, but it's people that I know firsthand have had family members die, and there's no reason why they would lie to me. So I know that this is killing people, although you might say, well, maybe they were killed by ventilators and not the COVID-19. Okay, you're right, that's a possibility, but it's a pretty big number, and it all happened right around the first half of April. So there was a surge of deaths that happened at that time. So the virus was real, and the media went out of its way to make sure that nobody had information about zinc or hydroxychloroquine. The FDA even revoked its emergency approval for hydroxychloroquine to make sure that more people die. You see, the whole system, the media, the FDA, the medical establishment, medical journals, they're all conspiring to kill as many Americans as possible, deny any truth about vitamin D or zinc or prevention methods so that more people die and there's more demand for a vaccine. That's what this is all about. And the vaccine, of course, will be a kill switch. They'll have a euthanasia, module, genetic module or RNA module as part of that that will cause either infertility or cancer or mortality, autoimmune disorders, whatever. It's a kill switch for humanity. That's what's coming. So navigating the second wave is going to really come down to talking to people that you know and trust and not believing anything that's reported in the medical journals, the fake news media, the fake establishment regulators like the FDA, nor the WHO or the United Nations, which is the enemy of humanity. United Nations should just be called, the anti-human agenda of destroying the planet. So I guess then if you don't know anybody who's getting impacted by this, then as the second wave unfolds, in your world, it's going to be this thing doesn't exist. And that might very well be true. On the other hand, if there are people that you know who are being directly impacted, people dying, then it's real. Here's what to look for. Note that according to my sources, the second biological weapon is going to be more deadly than the Wuhan coronavirus. So they're going to have, instead of just a Kung flu, as it has been mockingly called by Trump, it's going to be like the Kung FU flu. It's going to be like Kung flu 2 or something. It's going to be Kung flu squared. I don't know. But it's going to be, let's just call it Kung flu 2, just to piss people off who are listening to this. Kung flu 2 is the more aggressive version. And it might not even be a coronavirus. It might be something totally different. It might be like the Marburg virus. It might be something they yanked out of the Congo, you know, brought it in, weaponized it, put some kind of a spike protein on it, but kept all the, you know, Ebola-like mechanisms or whatever. And then they release that. So it spreads like the flu, kills like Ebola, you know? That's what's coming. And that's when they're really going to do the economic lockdown again, because the whole goal here has been to destroy the economy, destroy prosperity, destroy freedom. They're going to have the total lockdowns, the mandatory vaccines at gunpoint. They're going to have the FEMA camps up and running full time to take in starving people who will be, you know, euthanized, obviously. It's just going to go on like that. This is their plan to take down humanity. So Kung Flu 2.0 is what's coming, all funded by Obama and the communist Chinese. I mean, come on, Obama's been working for the communists since day one. He is a lifetime communist. He hates America. He hates this republic. He hates the Constitution. Just like all leftists, they want to destroy this country. And they may succeed, but they will destroy themselves, of course, in the process, at least a lot of them. Going to be a lot of people dying in the cities when Kung Flu 2 comes around. A lot of people die because the cities are going to get hit the hardest. But just tells you, these lunatic leftists, they don't care if they kill their own supporters. As long as they achieve power, they'll mass murder Democrats in the cities. That's just totally consistent with who they are. I mean, they've already surrendered the cities to the Chaz terrorists, right? What do they care if there's a pandemic released in the middle of all of that? Just give them more power to lock people down and destroy more lives. And that's what makes Democrats gleeful. They love to destroy lives. They love to rule over people. They love to tell you what to do. That's who they are, even if they have to kill you in the process. So that's kind of a summary of what's coming with the, quote, second wave. I'll do my best to report what I believe to be accurate information. Might be bad, you know, worrisome. It might be that this thing is being exaggerated. You know, we'll just have to navigate it as best we can. But I'll be reporting all the statistics and figures and whatever else we can figure out that's trustworthy, if that's even possible. We'll be reporting that at naturalnews.com, which is blacklisted by all the tech giants at this point. And of course, I'll have more podcasts for you at brighteon.com. So check out my channel there, HR Report. Brighteon.com is the platform, but also use all the other alternative platforms out there like Parler.com and Gab and, you know, BitChute and whoever else is out there with videos and things, different platforms. Use them all. Just get off the main, you know, tech tyranny platforms. That's the answer here. Thank you for listening and for being concerned. My name is Mike Adams. I appreciate you tuning in. Be safe. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.